Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio on our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone, your host. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. We have a great program for you today, and as we prepare for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, we remember that this is the holiday season coming up, and we want to prepare for that. And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, which will be here in just about 2 weeks, we want to just thank God today for the opportunity to be here on the air, delivering the message of the gospel at Holy Spirit Radio. And so, my friends, as we always do with our program Clear for Takeoff, we begin with our checklist. And number one, do you have a heart for God today? Check. Do you have quality time set aside for God? Check. Are your Bibles open? Check. And are you distraction free? Check. And if you've answered yes, my friends, to these four questions, then we are ready to engage in the Word of God. And as we once again prepare for the upcoming Sunday readings, we're going to begin with the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And here it is. In those days, I, Daniel, heard this word of the Lord. At that time there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people. It shall be a time surpassed, unsurpassed in distress, since nations began until that time. At that time your people shall escape, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever. Others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly, like the splendor of the firmament. And those who lead to many to justice shall be like the stars forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Daniel today, there's no question that we're focusing on the final days, the end times. And the word says that some shall live forever, others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace. The wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament. And those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. Where do you and I fit in, my friends? Are we wise in our decisions? Are we shining brightly? Is the word of God coming through? When we interact with other people, do people see the Lord within us? Can they see God within us? Are we letting our lights shine brightly? Or are we like a dull light bulb ready to burn out? Think about it, my friends. As you proceed in your walk each day, where do you and I fit in? Again, Some shall live forever, and others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. And to those I say, it is time to make changes in what you're doing. It's time to take an objective look at yourself in the mirror and see where you were last night, last week, last year. Do you need to make changes? God's calling us to be a light shining brightly to other people, to bring the love of God into the hearts and minds of others, and to lead many to justice versus injustice, unfairness, inequality. God calls us to stand up strong for justice and to bring many to justice. For those, we shall be like the stars forever. And we want to strive to do that as we live our lives one day at a time. Again, are we leading people to justice? What are we doing today? How are we living our lives? Think about it. For those of us who are involved with things that we shouldn't be, is it a time to comply with what the Lord is calling us to do and to come back into the fold? God truly is speaking through the prophet Daniel, giving him a word. That's so important. The end times, the final days. And I believe truly that we have seen things this year that we've never seen before. And where are we going? Nobody knows. Only the Father knows the hour, the minute, the second, the time at which the Lord will be back for a second time. So we have to continue to do our best and let our light shine. And in the midst of chaos and challenges throughout the United States of America and throughout the world, we have to do our best as human beings to be the best individuals, the best husbands and fathers, mothers and wives, the best children that we can be, the best community servants, the best human beings. And again, God calls us to be good men. So if we need to make some changes so that we won't be an everlasting horror or disgrace in the eyes of God, my friends, He is the judge, not you and I, but in the eyes of God, He calls us to avoid being a disgrace, a horror. And today we've seen many, many examples of what can happen to people who are involved in the wrong things. And there are a lot of new standards, new laws that are accepted by millions of people throughout the country, throughout the world, having an impact on our children. It's up to us, my friends, to be a voice for goodness, to be a voice for the unborn child, to be a voice for traditional marriage and family life, to be a voice for the Word of God in our schools today, but to be a voice for goodness and to bring love into the hearts and minds of everyone we meet. First and foremost, our own families, and to not hold back, but to give 100% as we face challenges we have never seen before. This is important. Let's go to our second reading now from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 11 to 14 and 18. Through the mouth of St. Paul. Brothers and sisters, Every priest stands daily at the ministry, offering frequently those same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this one offered one sacrifice for sins, and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has made perfect forever those who are being consecrated. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer offering for sin. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Hebrews today, St. Paul speaks of every priest standing within his ministry, offering sacrifices that can never take away sins. But it's only the Lord's sacrifice of his own body that can take away the sins of the world, and has done that 2,000 years ago. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which sets world time today as we're in the year 2021. Very powerful event. A sacrifice that allows us to be sin-free, to go forth having access to eternal life with our Lord and our Father in heaven. Again, only the Lord's sacrifice can take away sins. And as we relive the sacrifice each and every Sunday within the Holy Mass, we remember and reflect on what the Lord did. As he told us to do, do this in remembrance of me. But the one sacrifice for sins, you know, we're talking about Jesus. He is the one sacrifice that came to fruition to save us from our sins. And then he took this seat at the right hand of God the Father, as the Son of God, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. And in the midst of chaos throughout the world, we see in the word from St. Paul that the Lord waits until his enemies are his footstool. A footstool, something that you can envision someone putting their feet upon while they're sitting back in a chair. And the Lord will put that footstool, those enemies, under his feet. So enemies of Christ will fall. My friends, they will be humbled. They will beg for mercy. But who are the enemies of Christ today? Think about it. They can be seen and they are made visible each and every day. They are the non-believers, the atheists, the agnostics, those advocating for abortion, for same-sex marriage, those misleading the children into all kinds of things, drugs and alcohol and sexual promiscuity, those who are holding political office and who vote against the Lord's ways of doing things, those who are corrupt and who are living two lives where they are portraying to be with the Lord, but at other times they are enemies of Christ. We can't see them, but the Lord can. The Father who sees all and knows all and hears all, he knows who the enemies of Christ are. So the Lord is waiting for his enemies to fall. And they will be humbled, my friends. They will beg for mercy. And the Lord is a Lord of justice and fairness and equality. And God will win over these enemies as we continue through these challenging times that we've seen in this century, in the year 2021, and for the past few years. But what can we do in the midst of this, my friends? There is strength in numbers, and the Holy Spirit lives within each one of us. And we just pray right now, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, that the Heavenly Father will enlighten the Holy Spirit within us and give us the guidance and direction, the courage and strength to persevere during these tough times, that he will inspire us to walk the true walk as a true disciple in Christ, and to do whatever we can to line up with what God says to do as a team player working with God instead of against him, like many of the millions of people out there today. We pray this through the intercession once again of our Blessed Mother Mary and through Christ our Lord. Amen. And this is important, because we are seeing things we haven't seen before. They may have occurred before we were here on earth, but we haven't seen them exactly this way. The liberal state of mind that is overwhelming society today. The challenges we have as children in elementary schools and middle schools and high schools. The liberal ways that are just forced upon us, forced to accept. I want to take a little detour, my friends, into the Gospel of Matthew, which talks about the true disciple. And here it is. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Then I would declare to you solemnly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. Once again, not everyone will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. And so we want to be not an enemy of Christ, but we want to be a doer of the word, as it talks about in the book of James. But we want to be a true disciple and do the will of our Father in heaven. And what is the will of our Father in heaven? Whatever God says to do, whatever the Lord has told us to do in the commandments and beyond. There are so many examples of God's will, very easy to find. The Father says in the gospel to listen to my Son. And we need to start listening to Jesus and not do things our way. But there are people out there who are opposed to the will of God, ignorant to the will of God. But you and I know better, my friends, because the Holy Spirit is inspiring us to come along, to comply, to be obedient, and to give 100% compliance, to submit as children of God. This is our calling. And it's important that we show this to our children as a role model in so many ways. But again, as the enemies reveal themselves, my friends, remember that Jesus is waiting for them to fall. The enemies of Christ will fall, St. Paul says. Okay? They will fall. Be prepared for that, my friends, because the Lord is powerful. There are many out there who believe that they are tough. They are strong. They are powerful. But there is no one, there is no human being who can take on our Lord Jesus Christ. No one. Have confidence in our Lord. And the stronger our faith is, the more confidence we have in our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. Remember, these are tough times. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And we will do our best. We will do our part to get on board with the Lord, to help him as much as we can each and every day of our lives. Let's go to our gospel reading now from the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 to 32. And here it is. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But on that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the gospel of Mark today, we get a description of the end times, the final days, that the sun will be darkened. Imagine the moon will not give its light, and stars will be falling from the sky. The powers in the heavens will be shaken. And this is a scary time for us as human beings, my friends, because it will take great faith to get through these challenging times when these things are actually visible, if we can imagine. It will take great faith, and it will bring us to our knees, and we will be focused on praying to our Lord. And the word goes on to say, "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory." And this, my friends, is the proof that some people will need. Millions and millions of people will see Jesus coming on the clouds with great power and glory. And that will be the moment that they will have to make their decision, my friends. Who is it that they are following? Who is it that they are ignoring? Who is it that they want no part of? And the Lord will be here on the clouds with great power and glory, doing something so profound, so unique, so miraculous, that it will be a heart-moving experience, and many truly will be converted. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass until all these things have taken place. But my friends, people will need proof. And when we see these things happening, remember, St. Paul tells us to realize this, that he is near. The Lord is near. He's at the gates. And so, as we go through each day with more and more fascinating situations coming about, things we could not even fathom years ago, decades before, but are happening today, laws and actions by politicians and school boards and people in authoritative positions, these things are happening. And the Lord says once again, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass. So the word of God will continue. And Jesus is the word of God. And this word will never pass away, as stated in the Gospel of Mark. This is an important passage, my friends, because we recognize that we're on short notice. We're in final times, final days, and the time is short. But nobody knows the day or the hour except the Father. Not even the Son knows. That's how important and critical this whole concept is. But we do know one thing, that in the end, the Lord will win out. And there will be, you know, a tremendous change with the goodness of God overcoming evil. And this fight between good and evil, which has existed in the history of the world, is here today. The question to you, my friends, what can you and I do to bring goodness into the day, into the lives of other people, as we proceed every day as human beings? What can we do as husbands and fathers and friends and neighbors? What are we doing today? Can we step it up and to do more? And how much prayer time are we dedicating to this cause, which is to fight for our Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God, which will never pass away? That's our show for today, my friends. My name is Joe Montone, your host. I want to thank you for tuning in with us here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. Have a great day and God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.